The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
You know, you wouldn't think the day before Thanksgiving that we would be talking about plants, but why not, for crying out loud? Because plants are something that are with us all of the time. And with us in studio is Tara Dudley from Plant Life Designs, all the way out there in Van Meter. That's like almost, what, Omaha or something, isn't it? Hey, welcome, Tara. Good to see you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, this is exciting because our good friend, Ms. Johnson, put us together, Women Enjoying Beer, Ginger Johnson, and said, you really ought to talk with Tara because she's kind of a cool person. And, okay, fine. We'll give her a call and see what's going on. Welcome to the Business News Hour.
Well, thank you so much.
Tell us about your business. What is it you're doing out there?
Oh, we're doing a little bit of everything, actually. Plant Life Designs is a residential landscape design company. So during the months of March to November, we do landscape design. And then we...
So is that like blocks and bricks and...
yes.
Okay, got it.
Blocks, bricks, plants,
got it.
Okay. Patios, walls, all sorts of good things for your yard. And then I expanded into these little pop-up events out in my farm. I have a big greenhouse, and I grew up on a Christmas tree farm, and that's how I got into the wreath making. And so in November, we transition into the holidays with greenery.
So baws, is that what they call them?
Bows, baws.
Yeah, baws.
Yes,
B-A-U-G-H-S.
Bows and baws,
yeah. Balsam baws.
yes. It's very fragrant out there.
I can imagine it is.
Yes.
So where do you get your greenery? Is it something that you buy from other people, or are you growing it yourself? Okay.
Yes, I'm getting,
because you were in the
95% of it from everybody else that grows it on a wholesale level.
So what are baws anyway? I mean, that's
kind of a term just for loose greenery that you can.
Good.
Oh yeah. So we just we have a lot of stuff like that available this weekend for a big sale that you can put in your containers and decorate your front porch with, along with sticks and berries and lots of sticks. People go crazy over these sticks. Yes.
So tell me about the sticks.
Well, for winter decor, people take out their annuals and their pots, and then they use these decorative sticks. Yeah, willows, birch, all sorts of things.
Are they natural sticks, or do
Are natural. Some have glitter on them. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, now that you mention that, my bride has sticks.
See? So, everybody loves sticks.
Sticks, I guess. As a matter of fact, our house during the holiday season looks as though Santa Claus threw up in the place.
Oh,
it's obscene.
Successful
is what it is.
Decor, then.
Oh, my God. So how did you get into this business, Tara?
I graduated in 2004 from DMAC with a horticulture degree. Mm-hmm. But I really have loved plants my entire life. We, as kids, grew up on a Christmas tree farm.
Sure.
We raised vegetables in the garden. I've always been an outdoor person. So this just kind of made sense for me to do this.
Did you buy an existing company, or how does this work?
I started my own.
Yeah, right from scratch. How long?
Officially in 2006.
Yeesh.
It's been a long road,
It has been, hasn't it?
Well, you're
11 years, so yeah.
Yeah. When I was 10, I started it. Just kidding.
So when you're doing this, I mean, I get it. The transition from a Christmas tree farm into perhaps landscaping is there. You don't normally, and this is going to be a normally kind of a thing here.
Okay.
You don't normally think of women being in this kind of work, do you? Or do you? Am I being too general about that?
There's a fair amount of women in this industry. Yeah. Yeah, which is really great. There's so many things, so many aspects to the industry. I also do floral design, too, which is very... predominantly women centered. But I personally don't do the heavy lifting and all of that, but I do a lot of the design work and management and
give us an example. Somebody calls you up and says, look, I've got this backyard. The backyard's okay, but I'd really like to do something different. Mm-hmm. I have absolutely no idea what I want to do. Are those the best customers to get? Or are the customers that say, well, this is what I'd like to do. I'd like to do boom, 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 and then you have to design around that. Which is the better way for you?
It's kind of a toss-up, really. I like parameters, so I like people to know what they want, but I also like people to be open to suggestions.
Got it.
So, that's pretty typical, though. People have a backyard, they don't know how to utilize it, and they come to me and they ask me what I should, recommend.
One of the things, we should have you over to our home because we have, seriously, we have retaining walls at our house that are made out of railroad ties.
Oh, yeah.
And they've been there a while.
I see that a lot.
And so now we're having to replace railroad ties, and that's not a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Because you got to sledgehammer them in there. That's kind of like a lot of work, for crying out loud, even for an old guy. So what's the best part of your business, Tara?
Honestly, it's the relationships that I've been building for the past 10, 11 years, and I've really been able to be part of people's family and see their garden develop and just really be a part of improving their life.
Yeah. What's the most challenging part of your business? And by the way, we're talking with Tara Dudley, ladies and gentlemen, from Plant Life Designs in Van Meter. So what's the most challenging part of your job?
I would have to say a lot of the challenges in the condensed seasons. So we have
condensed
like growing seasons.
Oh, okay. So I was going to say because, Christmas is now a 5-month deal, for crying out loud. So
yeah, we're actually extending that season. Mm-hmm. But just trying to get everything done in the growing season that we're allotted. And it's just can be very physical and with the weather and all that too.
Are you doing veggies?
No, just
plants.
No, I do a lot of ornamental, shrubs, perennials, grasses.
How many acres are you working on out there?
I own 3.5 acres out there.
Really?
So, yeah, it's
is that
beautiful.
Enough?
Yeah, it's good enough for me. It's plenty to bite off. Yeah, so 3.5 acres. I have a couple greenhouses, and I have a display area garden that people can come to with the events. And it's just kind of a destination. Yeah, the pop-up sales. I do a big plant sale in May.
Is wine involved?
There's usually some kind of spritzer beverage of sorts. Yes.
Well, if Ginger Johnson's at all involved, I don't mean to leave everybody in the dark. Ginger Johnson is a very successful businesswoman on the West Coast, as a matter of fact. Used to be in Iowa, and now she moved out west, and she does Women Enjoying Beer is one of her businesses, and she's just launching a new thing as well, so it's kind of fun. We're going to have her on the air in a couple of weeks, I think, talking about that. But right now it's Tara Dudley. Tara, so on 3.5 acres, you're able to grow enough stuff?
I personally don't. I don't grow it all. Oh, okay. I get it in and I house it and then
create.
Yes.
Are you doing hoop?
I have a hoop greenhouse.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. It's really nice this time of year because it's cold outside and you can go in when the sun's shining and it's really pleasant.
We just winterized our chicken coop.
So,
the run and the whole thing, and then we do it with plastic.
Oh, how many chickens do you
have? We have several, and I'm not allowed to say. They're just nice and roasty toasty, even in the wintertime
because
the sun goes in there.
Nice. I'm a new chicken owner.
Are you?
Yeah, two chickens. Yeah.
Well, they don't produce
one
many
egg
eggs
a day. It's enough for breakfast.
There you go. Tara Dudley, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking fun stuff. Plant Life Designs in Van Meter. Why Van Meter?
That's where the property was. So,
it could have been in East Slavovia and you'd have been there. I got it. All right. So along with designing things, who are your customers? What kind, outside of the garden and patio stuff. I mean, when people are picking up designs for floral designs and things like that, is it, are you doing business in the metro area? I mean, I know Van Meter's sort of kind of like almost the metro.
Yeah.
But are folks in Des Moines?
Yeah, primarily. Too? I just moved there from Windsor Heights just 2 years ago. So,
you know, I live in Windsor Heights. For crying out loud. What are you doing? What'd you move for? Come on, we've got to use
I needed
you.
More land.
Okay, I got it. Where'd you live in Windsor Heights?
66 and Forest.
Yeah, I know exactly where that is. Nice.
It's the one with all the landscaping.
Of course it is. Had to do your own house first, right?
Yeah.
So did this new place come with a house?
Yeah, it came with a log cabin.
Really? You're really roughing it out there, aren't
you? I mean, it's a full-on house with all the Wi-Fi and running water you could ever want. So. Right.
Nice. So what are the future plans for this? What do you think? What do you think about plant life designs going forward 5-10 years?
Just keep developing the property, having more events out there. People really enjoy coming out.
It's because of the spritzers, by the way.
Yeah, right. I enjoy entertaining.
Yeah.
So just keep beautifying the land out there and helping people with their yards.
Yeah.
So,
what about organic stuff? Are you into that at all? You know, organic rather than utilizing chemicals on lawns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, out at the farm, I don't use any chemicals. So when you go out there, you'll see there's a lot of crabgrass, a lot of creeping Charlie.
Yeah, but it's so pretty in the spring,
but
those purple flowers.
It's all organic, yeah. So I don't treat my lawn. I don't believe in treating it.
Yeah.
I don't like to breathe in chemicals. And
I got a tip
like
for
to
you.
Have animals.
I got a tip for you. Gypsum.
Gypsum.
Pelletized gypsum.
Yeah.
You put it on, you know, about 100 pounds,
uh-huh.
You know, 100 by 50 acre, 50, 100 by 50 feet,
uh-huh.
100 pounds, 40, I'm sorry, 40 pounds in the spring and in the fall. And the weed thing gets knocked out and it's all organic.
Is that what you use then?
I do.
Are you organic as well?
Yeah. We're heavily into fall and spring throwing on gypsum. I mean, just covering the ground with it.
That's great.
It kind of loosens the clay, you know, allows for a deeper root penetration.
Yep.
Good
yep.
stuff. All right. Her name is
good stuff.
Tara Dudley from Plant Life Designs talking about her business in Van Meter. Thanks for doing this. I really appreciate
thank you,
that.
Michael.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
So good luck to you.
Thanks.
And we will be watching. We will have to drive over to Van Meter and see what the heck is going on.
Festival this weekend.
What?
Yeah.
This weekend?
Yeah. Saturday, 9 to 3.
Get shop small.
Yeah. Shop small Saturday.
Get
all your greens.
What are you doing?
Greens and wreaths.
This
Saturday.
All right. Hey, kids, you heard that.
We celebrate Shop Small Saturday.
All right. Head on out and see our friend Tara at Plant Life Designs. You're just a hoot. I got to tell you. All right. Thanks so very much for doing this.
Thank you.
All right. When we come back, we're going to be listening up to Chris Vance. Chris Vance was one of the original artists that helped put together the Des Moines Art Festival and the winning design for this past year. That's next on the NewsHour.